Welcome everybody. Shia number 1053. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shlema Yecheskel Shraga Ben Esther Fradel Shatakav Rafu Shlema Psoch Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so now the question is, of course, we've been talking about the various different type of flower pots, when plant pots, flower pots, when you can move it, when not, so on, okay? Now the question is like this. Till now we've been talking about a dirt ground. Good. I have a flower pot, plant pot, perforated, we said, or if it's closed even, but it's made out of earthenware, cheres, or eights of wood. But now, okay, so that's on regular dirt, the regular dirt ground. But now the question is, let's say I have a flower pot. I've mentioned in the past, my father, Oliver Shalom, used to have a lot of plants, and we had them in the house. Some had holes in them, some didn't. Some were perforated, some not. Some flower pots were not. Have holes in them, but they were in the house, on the second floor, let's say, on tiles possibly, or could be on a wooden floor. Is there a problem with that? Als moving that, als die Malacha of Koitzer. When I move it from there, how do we work that part of it? Now, I want to just bring down from the Sefer, Reb Simcha Benim Konshlit, it brings down in the Halachas of Muksa, actually, in his Muksa, say from page 235, in reference way, let's say you have a non-perforated flower pot, else the muksa part of it per se, he does say a non-perforated flower pot may be moved in any way, in conjunction with the halachas, obviously, which we've been learning, but it would not be muksa lefi the way he writes it. Again, a non-perforated flower pot may be moved in any way, and lechayri even a perforated flower pot, which in a way whereby it's allowed to be moved, which we'll talk about. So he explains in the, getting back to the Sefer Shabbos home, actually in the Zereya pot, but again, we're working on the Koitzer pot, not the planting pot, but the uprooting pot, it goes pretty much hand in hand, but we'll see how that works. But be it as it may, it says like this. Instances, on page 232, Sefer Shabbos home, instances where a perforated flower pot is not treated as perforated. Okay. And therefore one will be able to move it. What is that? Because the question is, till now we've been talking about whereby the flower pot is on the dirt, right? It's outside. It's getting nourishment from the soil and so on. Let's say, like we said previously, that let's say it's on a wooden floor, it's on tiles, it's on a marble floor. I don't know, yeah, right? Or sometimes I remember seeing also by us, we used to have the plants, these big giant plant pots or flower pots with plants coming out of them. And there was like a plate. My father showed me to keep like a plate underneath, either a plastic plate or a different type of some sort of separation underneath, whereby even though it has a hole on the bottom, but it's separated from the floor. Okay, so be it as it may, this is what he springs on. He says there are several instances, several instances in which a perforated flower pot, again, a flower pot that has holes in it, is not treated as perforated, right? When it's perforated and it's on the dirt, also to move. But sometimes a perforated flower pot that has holes in it is not treated as perforated, and planting in it is therefore does not violate the Torah prohibition. And in other words, not to plant in it, but whatever is inside of it, the plant or the flower, would be allowed to be moved. And how does that work? So he says like this, if a perforated flower pot, and by the way, the Sefer Klalim says the same thing in general, we'll just try and read it from the English, from the Sefer Shabbos Home, Sefer Klalim is in Lashon Kodesh. But he says like this, if a perforated flower pot rests on glass, for example, if it's on glass, if it's on stone, if it's on metal, if it's on iron, even though we saw that could be possibly by cheres, we saw earlier was different, but this is what he said. If it's on such a floor where it rests on, or it's on separation, where it rests on the glass, stone, metal, or iron, the plants in it, in this flower pot, cannot draw nutrients from the ground. It's separated, right? It's on the floor, or it has a separation, like we said. Similarly, if a perforated flower pot is standing in a house, okay? So that's now till what he says. Let's say you have a sheet of metal also, right? I have a flower pot, it's on the dirt floor, but a sheet of metal underneath, a sheet of glass underneath. Right, or in the case like we said, if a perforated flower pot is standing in a house where the floor of the house separates between it and the ground below. In other words, you have ground below, but there's a floor, right? I have a tile floor, I have a wooden floor, whatever the case is. So, and my flower pot that has a hole in it on the bottom that's perforated is on the floor, on the part of the floor that is either tiled or metal or glass or whatever the case is, or wood. So that's what he says. Similarly, if a perforated, even though it has a hole on the bottom, it will still be okay to move. Similarly, if a perforated flower pot is standing in a house, whereby the floor of the house separates between the flower pot and the ground below, the plants inside, the plants or flowers inside the flower pot cannot draw nutrients from the ground because it's a separation. Whether the separation is underneath or it's the floor itself, right? It can't draw nutrients from the ground. Therefore, even perforated flower pots, and even though they have a hole in them, are treated in these cases as if they were non-perforated, as if there was no hole underneath, because they are separated from the earth by non-porous materials. Okay, so it could be, lefi this, it could be takadat cheres, if the separation is cheres, or earthenware will be a problem. But he doesn't mention taka wood. It could be wood would also be a problem, but not if it's a house wood, a house floor. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Sefer Klolim, Taka says, no matter what the floor is, pretty much, he says like this on page Reish Tzadik Dalet. In other words, it's in the house, now I have it in the house, right? So he says, there's a separation from the ground. What's the separation? He says, says the Sefer Klolim, you can move from one place to another, afilu otzitz nakov, even if the flower pot has a hole in it, kesheh ofar hakarka mirutzefes, when there's a floor, right? When it's covered. How is it covered? Whether it's with bematches, he says, with metal, bischuches, with glass, becheres, he says, even with earthenware, it's an earthenware floor, v'gam eitz, even if it's a wooden floor. Be'evan tivi, he says, even that, that's like stone or whatever, then he says, v'yeshemim, with tiles, top plastic tiles, even if the floor is covered with plastic tiles, v'yeshemim, he says some other material, but be it as it may, basically pretty much almost every material they bring down, whether it's there's a baguette on the floor, sometimes you have a piece of cloth. So on a regular floor to move it around, that would be okay, as long as you don't come across, we'll talk about what about when you're coming across, you cross by a place that's where there's earth. But on a regular floor, it's covered with tiles or whatever the case is, or marble or these type of things. So they bring down, it would not be a problem. Okay, so now just to finish off, so that's moving it around inside. But then he says, brings down the Sefer Shabbos home, just finishing off, he says like this, based on the above, the following, that which we just said, the following halachas are applicable to perforated flower pots. There are, what are the halachas, how would they apply with other inyanim? He says like this, number one may not move them, you can't move a perforated flower pot from indoors to outdoors, right? Because what's going to happen? Because indoors is no problem, but outdoors, you're putting it on the dirt. So because one thereby moves them from a place where they do not draw nourishment from the ground to a place where they can draw nourishment. So the same thing, if you take it in from inside, from on the dirt, and you put it on the floor inside, even though it's on from one floor to another, so you're not allowed to do that because in the house, it's no problem, it's being cut off. But outside, it's a problem. So it's like a koitzer, you're removing it from the place of nourishment. So he says also, the second thing would be, similarly, one may not take pots, one may not take flower pots standing outdoors on non-porous material and place them on earth. So that's another important thing. Let's say I have a flower pot on a piece of metal, right? Sometimes I have it outside on a piece of metal. I'll just move it onto the dirt. It's a flower pot and it has a hole in it. It's porous, right? So, but it's on a piece of metal. So on the piece of metal, you can move it around. But now if I move it off the metal onto the ground, that you can't do. That's what he says. Similarly, one may not take flower pots standing outdoors on non-porous material and place them on earth, or if it's staying on something else, but there's a separation between the ground and that, and the flower pots, or to move it off that separation onto the ground, that you can't do. Similarly, one may not take flower pots standing outdoors on non-porous material and place them on earth, because this will cause them to draw nutrients from the ground. So put it on the ground, take it off the ground, and put it, the same thing, taking it off the ground and putting it onto the metal. That also you can't do, even though it's all on the same area, right? I take it off the earth ground, I put it on a piece of metal. Right over there, right in the same place. It's a piece of metal next to it. So I move the porous, the flower pot that has holes in it, and I just move it off the dirt and I put it onto the metal. That you can't do. The same thing, because that's koitzer, that's you're uprooting it from the place of nourishment, of nutrients. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, a cult of